Hare Krishna. I was telling yesterday that Krishna in Bhagavad Gita gives four types of instructions. The first one being the general instruction, which is for any aspiring spiritualist. Very basic definitions on how one should not eat too much or eat too less or sleep too much or sleep too less and all that. General prescription is given. But those who are serious spiritualists, for them Krishna gives the Guhya Jnan about the difference between Sat and Asat and the Brahma Jnan. Knowledge about the Brahma Jyoti. Knowledge about Moksha. But those who are even more serious, for them Krishna gives the knowledge of the Paramatma Jnan. So regarding that, I was saying a few words yesterday. How the presence of the Super Soul as a friend of the living being, in the heart of every living being, is a great news for the living being, because the living entity is left all alone in this dangerous material world. But when he hears about the knowledge of Paramatma, he can understand how much he is given full support at every moment by the guidance of the Super Soul, who is seated in his heart. And then the most secret knowledge is Guhyatama Jnana, is the knowledge of the Bhagavan, who is not only available for his devotee at every moment, but who is also most compassionate and most benevolent to his devotees. So after saying that knowledge, Krishna is telling, Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. So this is we can call it as the essence of the essence of the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna spoke to Arjuna. The same verse he repeats twice in Bhagavad Gita because of the nature of its importance. Of course, before we come to this verse, one has to understand the value of the Guhya Jnan and Guhya Tara Jnan also. In the stage of Brahma Jyoti, one can come to the stage of Prasannatma. Na Shochati, Na Kangshati. That means one does not care for the dualities of the world, like sukha, dukkha, mana, paman, shita, ushna. One knows, I am not the body, I am the spirit soul, and this body is going to fall apart any time. But then one becomes fixed on the spiritual wisdom, that is actually Guhya Jnan. And in Guhya Tara Jnan, one knows Paramatma. Jidatmana prashantatma paramatma samahitaha shitoshna sukha dukkeshu tata mana apamana yoho. Here Krishna is saying, jitatmanaha means, once a person conquers his mind and senses, immediately Paramatma is achieved, he says. It's like a flip-flop switch, you see. You are connected here. If you disconnect yourself from here, it can be connected here like this. Immediately. Jitatmana prashantatma paramatma samahita. As soon as the living entity cuts himself from material sangha of the material world, he is put in touch with Super Soul immediately. It is very easy. What is more difficult is to cut off one's connection with material world. That's why he is saying, Jitatmana prashantatma paramatma samahita. And then one becomes completely free from all dualities, he says. And in the sixth chapter, Krishna says, Suhran mitrari udasena madhyastha dvesha bandushu sadushvapi cha papeshu sama buddhir vishishyate. He says, one sees friend, enemy, neutral people, sadhus, pious people, impious people, everybody to be equal on the platform of soul. He doesn't discriminate on bodily dress, external body at all. In this way, one becomes neutral and equal to all living beings. He has no enemy, no friend, and he sees everybody as a child of God. And in that state, one's mind becomes peaceful, because he doesn't have any revengeful attitude towards anyone. And he doesn't compete with anyone. He doesn't try to injure anyone. and he only sees every living entity with the eye of an well-wisher. That is why Prabhupada signed, "You are ever well-wisher." So one has to come to this stage. And then one can understand the value of Bhagavan, which Krishna is saying in this Manmana verse. In this, Manmana is the highest thing. If one cannot do Manmana, then one should become a Mad Bhakto. If one cannot be that, then Madhyaji. Otherwise, Mam Namaskuru. Four stages. So Manmana means Mat Mana. Think of me in your mind always. Which means, if we think of any object in our mind always, the senses will simply follow them. You will see. The senses are like a shadow following the object. Similarly, our senses of the nature, wherever the mind goes, the senses also go there. They act along with the mind. So mind is considered the leader of the senses. Or in other words, you can say, if we focus all our senses on one zone, then likely that mind may agree to come. That's a little possibility. But if somebody's mind only is fixed on some object, then senses following is very natural. Just like this shirt now. Kurta, I want to bring it from last room to here. What I have to do? I have to just wear it, that's all. And wherever I walk, it will come with me. Senses also come like that, with the mind. That is why, when we say, give your mind to Krishna, or think of Krishna, that Krishna told in the 12th chapter also, Mayeva mana adhatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva atavurdvam nasamshayaha. My dear Arjuna, if you give your mind and intelligence to me, you will surely be elevated. You will eventually come back to my abode by giving your mind and intelligence to me. If you cannot do that, then what Krishna said? Then he says, the next verse he says, Atachittam samadhatum nashaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tato mami chaptum dhananjaya. Okay, if you think you cannot give your mind and intelligence to me, then practice abhyasa yoga, he said. Which is what is taught by Srila Prabhupada for all the devotees in ISKCON society. What is it? Chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles. That is abhyasa yogena tato mamit chaptum dhananjaya. You should do your sadhana and keep preserve a desire in your heart to attain Krishna. The second thing is very important. Because if we do our sadhana but we don't maintain anxiety to attain Krishna, then it is not namabhas. It is only aparadhanam. If we do mechanically devotional service, we only get ajnat sukriti. We don't get much. But every day we do sadhana with a great intensity of enthusiasm and desire. When will the time come and I will see Krishna face to face? When will the time come and I will return to his abode? When will the time come when I will be engaged in nitya lila, nitya seva? When will the time come when I can wind up my term in this material existence, which is simply a place of misery and forgetfulness of Krishna? By this type of outlook, a devotee gradually, he says, Mam Iccha Aptum Dhananjaya. Iccha Aptum means we should have a desire to attain him. And along with that, do sadhana as a duty. We are not doing sadhana out of love, but we should do sadhana first out of duty. Then love will come. The husband and wife are married together by the arrangement of their parents. At that time, they don't know what is love. But eventually, when a wife serves the husband, gradually the love increases. Love manifests. Similarly, when a person is engaged in devotion service by Guru, by giving diksha to him, then gradually the love blossoms. From bud to bloom, it blossoms. So here he says, and then he says, Abhyase api asamartosi mat karma paramo bhava madartam api karmani kurvan siddhi mavapsasi. He is saying, if you cannot chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, even that also one cannot do. He is doing some marble business. Okay, give some marble to build a temple. Do some karma for Krishna. Sometimes even a brahmachari who joined the temple, he may be more work-oriented than consciousness-oriented. He likes to do a lot of work and little sadhana also. Somehow 16 rounds with great struggle, from morning to night he will complete it. But work, even at 12 o'clock you can wake him up. Some people are ready to work hard even till midnight also. They like work. Work, work, work. They are workaholics. But tell him to sit in one place and chant, he will go to sleep. That is why Krishna says, okay, if you cannot be Abhyasa Yogi, at least do work. Work for me, he says. Why? Because for working for Krishna, you have to come to temple. Because if somebody is ready to offer some work to Krishna, you come to temple, meet devotees, kuch to andar jayega, something he will tell you about God when you are working for God. Somebody comes to give flowers, somebody comes to give sabji, you are working, giving some concession. Then they will hear about God, meet devotees, and then you will come to Abhyasa Yoga. From working for Krishna, you come to Abhyasa. Then from there, you can come to Manmana, like this. In this way, Krishna is giving us many gradations of activities by which we can gradually come to his remembrance. And the chanting of the holy name is a catalyzer. Very fastly, the chanting can bring one to remembrance of Krishna. Because somebody is working for Krishna and they just chant a few names, then very soon they can come to Abhyasa Yoga, where they can chant 16 rounds and follow four regs and take to Krishna consciousness more seriously. And if somebody is doing that with full faith in the Acharya, then the heart will develop a desire that I have to attain Krishna. Then the purification is very fast in that platform. And then one will eventually come to the Manmana. One will be able to think of Krishna, about which I'll say tomorrow. Manmana. What is the meaning of Manmana? Which is remembering Krishna always and never forgetting him. And this state is achieved by a devotee who is a sincere chanter. If you are committing offenses, then we will develop hard heart and hatred. Or if you are neglectful in chanting or disrespectful during the time of chanting, we are not paying attention to hearing of the sound vibration, then by that we will be slowed down in our progress towards remembering Krishna. What is the proof that a devotee's chanting is good? The practical proof is his enthusiasm to love and serve Krishna will increase day after day, month after month, year after year. It will keep on building. Just like you see a boy who is knocked out by viral fever, he is lying down in the bed taking antibiotics. After 3 days you find him jumping off from the bed and running here, there and very enthusiastically doing activities. And you don't even have to ask a certificate for him. Hey, show me a certificate. Are you healthy? It's very evident. Simply by seeing his health, everybody will know he's healthy. Similarly, in devotional life also, seeing one's enthusiasm for performing devotional service with great determination. As Krishna says, you know, what is that verse? Dridavrataha, he says. Satatam kirtayan tomam yatantascha. Dridavrata. He will take dridavrata with which he will perform devotional service. That means he is enthusiastic. That means he is becoming nourished by devotional service and he is becoming healthy. And holy name is the greatest shelter which helps in attaining this state very soon. Even while being surrounded by so many unwanted elements in Kali Yuga. But one has to hold on to this great shelter of holy name very firmly. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desiderates or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki. Actually, many of our devotees are in Yatra and students are also in Yatra. But some of the students have come to Pune now.